Blackstone Audio presents Money to Burn, a Ronnie Ventana mystery by Gloria White. Chapter 1.
In my dream, somebody was tap dancing in the next room, and whoever it was doing a damn poor job of it. No rhythm. And the hissing sound, what was that? My dream turned vivid, and the hissing became words, short, terse words. Or rather, one word, my name, run together over and over again in a frantic whisper. Ronnie! 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 My eyes blinked open to the neon light that streamed through my window from the sign on the bar downstairs. The light pulsed on, then off, but not in sync with the tapping, not at all. I sat up, glanced around the apartment, then at the clock by the sofa bed. 3:30 a.m. Shit. The rapping got louder. It was coming from behind me, from the other side of my apartment door. I scrambled out of bed, grabbed the hammer from under the sink, and looked out through the peephole. Somebody, a man, was hunched over out there, his face alternately crammed up into the crevice where the door would open if I was going to open it, and peeking over his shoulder down the hall. A textured, burgundy-colored muffler covered up the lower half of his face, and an Indiana Jones-type hat hid the rest of it. He was wearing some kind of expensive, weird leather jacket, ostrich hide or something, dyed beige. I gripped the hammer and tried to make my voice sound big. "Who is it?" He started, then shoved his mouth up to the crevice and whispered, "Thank God, Ronnie! Is that you?" A gloved hand pawed at the door, but I still couldn't see his face. "Who is it?" "Shh! They'll hear you!" He glanced over his shoulder again, then mashed his face against the door. "It's David!"